Good afternoon. It is 1:32 p.m. We are here today, June 1, 2018, in the OPA Conference Room, Suite 401 of the DNA Building, Nagano, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPAPA 189003, Take Care Insurance Company, Inc. versus the Department of Administration. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Anthony Camacho and Deputy Public Auditor Yuka Hechinova. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Rodlin Gerardo and Jarek Hernandez. Will appellant Take Care please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
I'll go ahead and start. My name is David Mayer. I'm attorney for Take Care Insurance Company, Incorporated, and I'm appearing telephonically.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency DOA please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Papa Day, this is Shannon Titano. I am an assistant attorney general and attorney for the Department of Administration, the purchasing agency, and here with me is Joseph Paris, also an assistant attorney general.
Thank you. We may proceed.
All right, so we're basically here for a pre-hearing conference. And just a couple of points before we begin on that. So initially, we sent out a notice. I'm the one that sent it out, but unfortunately, there was originally a motion filing deadline, which mistakenly happened to be the same day the notice was sent. So we are going to establish a new motion filing deadline, so you don't need to worry about that should the parties require that. Additionally, as parties all know, the public auditor has recused herself from this matter, and it is the deputy, Ms. Yuka Hechinova, who will be acting in the public auditor's stead. And then the third point of order is the fact that the public auditor who was so appointed, Ms. Hechinova, will be resigning from office next week. So if there are any objections to us proceeding with this matter, I would expect that to be filed no later than the newly established motion filing deadline was set today. All right, so essentially this is a pre-hearing conference because the appellant has requested a hearing. I am in receipt of the government and the purchasing agency's waiver of a hearing, but nevertheless, as a result of the appellant requesting a hearing, we absolutely have to hold one, and we will. So, any issues so far?
I have one question, sir, and I apologize if I don't hear things correctly. I take it that we're going to get notice of a motion filing deadline?
That is correct.
Okay.
So, let's start with that. When do you think the party, okay, would 2 weeks be enough time for the parties to draft any motions that they might require?
It's enough time for me, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, it's enough time for the government as well. Thank you.
All right, so we will, what is the date? I'm assuming it's... Okay. So motions, the motion filing deadline will be 5 p.m. on June the 15th. And if there are any motions, I'll schedule a briefing schedule as well as a motion hearing date. The next order of business is the scheduling of the actual hearing concerning the appeal in this matter. Now, I know that the purchasing agency has filed its agency report. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, and I think the appellant still has time to file their...
They filed their rebuttal yesterday.
Oh, they filed their rebuttal? Mm-hmm. Or their response to the agency report?
Our response to the agency
report. So we're waiting for the government to file their rebuttal, if any, to the response to the agency report. And I believe that's, was it 10 days or something? Trying to off the top of the head.
The 5 or 10 days.
I think the rule says 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
For the agency to rebut on the appellant's comments to the agency report.
Yeah, but I think you're still within that time period, right?
Yes, it will be due next Thursday.
All right. So when can the I'll be off island essentially from the 19th of June to the 27th or so of June. When do you think the parties could be ready for a hearing?
July is, for the government, would be fine. But are we going to schedule any briefing deadlines?
Yeah, there'll be a briefing deadline. So we're looking probably mid to late July. Right, for an actual hearing.
I'll be gone July 25th.
July 25th. How long is it going to take, Mr. Mayor? Yeah, how long do you anticipate your case in chief will be?
I would say maximum 2 days.
Okay, so 2 days. And then for the purchasing agency, how long do you think you estimate your case in chief will be?
One day.
All right, so about 3 days.
You know, Your Honor, could I just bring up one point that, by the way, I don't have any problem with the mid-late July hearing date, and I will certainly work around Shannon's calendar as well as Your Honor's calendar. That's not a problem. But I want to bring up one procedural issue that we may be able to reach some kind of agreement on. After we received some of the documents, I think it was the first series of documents, if I'm correct, we reviewed those documents and filed a supplemental protest with DOA and the negotiating team. You know, my guess is that that supplemental protest will be denied as well, although I'd like to be pleasantly surprised. I'm just guessing it's going to be denied. And, you know, what I wanted to suggest, and I would like to hear, of course, you know, Ms. Titan's thoughts on this as well as Your Honor's, is it would just seem to make sense to me to consolidate the two protests and then have them all heard in one hearing. Because, but on the other hand, if Your Honor wants to do it differently or Ms. Titan wants to do it differently, that's okay with me, too. I just think that I'm assuming we're going to get a response to that as a denial, then we're going to appeal it. And then if we do appeal it, then I would hope they could be consolidated and we could do it all at one time.
Mr. Mayor, you have until June the 15th to make that motion.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. And that's definitely will be considered, and not until the purchasing agency has the opportunity to respond to such a motion to consolidate.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And but you're talking about a separate appeal, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And this would be a motion to consolidate the two appeals. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right, good enough. So that's one motion we could anticipate. Okay, but you have until June the 15th to file that motion if you're going to do it.
Okay.
So unless you and the purchasing agency negotiate and basically come up with a stipulation, I would consider that. But in lieu of that, it would have to be by motion. And even then, if you stipulate, I'd still have to look at it and really see if that's a good set of cases to consolidate. All right?
Yes, sir.
So I'm actually looking at the So, would the parties be available?
Party? We won't be here.
You can reassign.
Yeah.
We're still looking at schedules here.
July 18th.
Okay, so would the parties be available for a 3-day hearing that would start July the 18th at 9 a.m.?
I'm available, Your Honor.
All right. You can call me Mr. Camacho, Mr. Mayor. I'm just an administrative hearing officer. I'm not a judge or administrative law judge. So July 18th, Is that okay?
That's okay with the government as well. Thank you.
And we'll start at 0, or not 0, but start at 9 a.m., sorry. Now, going by the numbers, because this is a pre-hearing conference, so I have to ask a series of questions, okay? Have the parties discussed the possibility of formulating or simplifying the issues in this matter?
No, we have not, Your Honor, but my plan is to call Ms. Titano sometime next week and discuss that with her, as well as whether we can have a stipulation of consolidation of the two, what will be the two appeals.
Yeah, so I highly encourage that. If, facts are not really in contention, but you feel the need to have a stipulation concerning the facts, that's something I would entertain. That leads us into the next issue, which is basically obtaining admissions of facts. Are there any issues about the authenticity of some documents in this case?
None on my part, Your Honor. I mean, I've looked through all the documents that were attached that Ms. Titano was kind enough to give to us, and you know, I don't necessarily agree with the statements in the documents, but I certainly think they're authentic.
All right.
You know, I'm not objecting to the admission of the documents. It's on the basis of authenticity, because I certainly think they're authentic documents.
All right. So, do the parties require any advance rulings by me concerning the admissibility of any of the evidence either side desires to admit at the hearing?
I don't anticipate any right now, Your Honor.
All right, now in my, or after this, I will issue a scheduling order. Part of that will outline basically when to file your respective witness lists and exhibit lists. So essentially, your witness lists are just the witnesses you anticipate calling for the hearing. Likewise, this is where we differ greatly from the Superior Court of Guam. Everything that's filed is part of the record. Likewise, the procurement record is part of the record. So you don't have to take the entire procurement record and say, this is one of our exhibits. So all I want you to identify is if you're planning on taking any part of the procurement record or any document and showing it to a witness, I want that identified as an exhibit. Okay. And essentially, that's to keep the hearing record in the matter clear and accurate. So if you're going to produce or you're going to show a document to a witness, or you're planning to, or you think you might do that, that's really what to put in the exhibit list. But there is no need to basically take everything once again and say this is an exhibit, whether or not you're going to use it in your hearing. Do the parties understand that? That'll be further outlined in the scheduling order. There are no pending motions at this time, but we anticipate at least one. Do any of the witnesses that either party is planning to call at this time, are they going to need to testify telephonically?
I don't know of any, Your Honor.
Okay. We just need advance notice for that so we can basically prepare for that. And of course, the OPA has very scant resources for making that happen. So if you're going to call a witness that's from off island, it's up to the parties to bring the equipment essentially that they're going to require, or that's going to allow that to happen essentially. Okay? In any event, are there any other special procedures that I need to look at this time for the hearing?
None that I know of, Your Honor.
Okay. Ms. Titano?
None.
Okay. Now, are there any other matters that the parties need to advise me of at this time that would facilitate the just, speedy, and inexpensive disposition of this action?
Well, you know, I have one question, Your Honor. I read somewhere in the rules where you can issue subpoenas to government employees. Is that correct?
That is correct, and that's usually in the notices I put out for the hearings. If either party wants to subpoena the other side, we will issue the subpoenas. But normally, the parties are pretty good at, you know, can you please have so-and-so show up? And normally in these types of proceedings, I've been doing this for over a decade at this point, it seems like the witnesses for one side are nearly identical to the witnesses for the other side. So if you really need a subpoena, we certainly will we'll provide you with that, okay?
Okay. Well, you know what I'll do, Your Honor, is next week when I call Ms. Titano and talk with her about things, I'll discuss with her the government employees that I would like to coordinate them coming and testifying and working in their schedule so they don't have to just sit there and wait on each other. And then maybe she can talk with me if there's people and take care that she wants to appear. Then if they're available, I'm certainly willing to do that. But I'll talk with Ms. Titano about that next week, and if I need a subpoena, I'll contact the OPA's office.
All right, and then finally, at this time, does any party know of any person or potential witness that might need special accommodations or auxiliary aids or services to attend or participate in the hearing? That you know of?
None that I know of, Your Honor.
Okay, these are things like, if you know a party's in a wheelchair, please tell us so we can make sure the room is wheelchair accessible, or the witness area is wheelchair accessible, stuff like that, or even walkers or so on and so forth. If not, of course, I'll give you the point of contact so that you can make those arrangements or make sure those arrangements are there for those witnesses or persons. Any other matters I need to take up at this time for the parties?
I just have a couple of questions, John. You mentioned a witness list and exhibit list. Are we going to agree on a date to do that today, or will that be in a subsequent order?
Well, I'm going to issue a scheduling order, and it's going to be based on this July. We're starting the hearing on July the 18th, and it'll include the deadlines to file the witness list and the other hearing materials. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Any other issues?
None, Your Honor, from my side.
Is that your order? All right, then this hearing is concluded. I'll issue a scheduling order and the notice of the formal hearing afterwards.
We're off the record at 1:50 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you.